Simon & Schuster Audio presents Full Out, Lessons in Life and Leadership from America's Favorite Coach, by Monica Aldama. Read by the author.
6, 7, 8.
Dear God,
grant us the serenity.
God, grant us the serenity.
To accept the things we cannot change.
To accept the things we cannot change.
The courage to change the things we can.
The courage to change the things we can.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen.
Amen.
Dedicated to everyone who stays after practice to clean up. Introduction. Go Full Out. One fall afternoon in 2017, my daughter's boyfriend was at our house watching a show about junior college football in the living room. I walked by and was instantly sucked in. Once I sat down and started watching, I couldn't look away. It was only a couple of weeks after that I received an email from someone named Omar Bustos saying that he was one of the producers of that same documentary series called Last Chance U, and that he was interested in speaking to me about doing a show about cheerleading. Is this some kind of prank, I thought? A scam email? I actually wondered if he had some way of seeing my Netflix queue and knew that I had been watching Last Chance U. Not to mention, if this was legit, I had mixed feelings about the prospect. I'm a very private person. I don't like to be watched. But I had also been frustrated for a long time about cheerleading not being taken seriously. This would be an opportunity to show the world what cheerleaders really do. I was willing to throw my fears out the window if it meant getting more respect for the sport. I told him, "If you're looking for some kind of dance mom story, I'm afraid you won't find that here. I'm not going to do any fake yelling. I'm not going to give you some kind of made-up drama. But I do want people to know how serious this sport is." I went and talked to my athletic director about it. We thought it was worth investigating, which eventually led to a conference call that included Greg Whiteley, who was not only the director, but also the creator. To me, Greg has the good looks of someone you might think was from Los Angeles, but he's not flashy or slick. He has a kind and quiet demeanor. He's the kind of person who makes you feel like you've been friends forever. And I found I was inspired by the way he talked about filmmaking. He told me he tried to film with a cold eye but a warm heart. I had a gut instinct about Greg. He was a good guy. He said he wanted to get an authentic story but would always be mindful of people's feelings and explained that with a documentary, the crew isn't there to make the story good or bad. Whatever the story is, the story is. That's what they have to relay. Any crew can...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?